In the U.S., House and Senate negotiators are working out next year's defense spending bill. The most contentious provision would provide research funding for more nuclear weapons. The Bush administration says the United States may need a new generation of earth-penetrating nuclear bombs that could destroy targets underground. Some supporters also say nuclear explosions underground produce less fallout and therefore cause fewer casualties than surface blasts. But as NPR's Tom Gelton reports, the administration's own nuclear weapons expert now warns that argument won't hold up.
The additional nuclear weapons research takes only $20 million or so in a $400 billion Pentagon budget. The administration wants theoretical studies of a variety of low and high-yield nuclear weapons designed to penetrate the earth and detonate underground. The targets could be chemical or biological warfare facilities that are buried for protection from conventional bombing. Skeptical Democrats say the more nuclear weapons are improved, the more likely they are to be used. Republican Senator Jim Inhofe of Oklahoma is not impressed by that argument.
I serve with a lot of members, a lot of liberals, who honestly believe that if all countries will stand in a circle and hold hands and unilaterally disarm, all threats will go away. I don't believe that.
A senior defense official explaining why nuclear weapons might be needed in exceptional cases says there may be biological or chemical warfare agents that can only be destroyed with the heat and radiation from a nuclear bomb. And if those facilities are buried underground, conventional bombs might not reach them. Senator Inhofe makes another argument. Nuclear weapons built to penetrate the earth before exploding, he says, would do less damage on the earth's surface.
If you can go in and have something that detonates within a deep area and goes down close to where the suspected target is, you're going to avoid that type of collateral damage. So I think this is something that is a very humane effort for us to take into consideration.
During Senate floor debate on the Pentagon spending bill, Inhofe and other Republicans argued that if a nuclear bomb could be shot deep enough into the earth, its explosion could be contained. Critics said this would not be technically possible. And now the Bush administration's top nuclear weapons expert says on this point, the critics are right.
I don't believe that it is possible to bury a nuclear weapon deep enough that the explosion will not produce significant radioactive fallout.
Stephen Younger is director of the Defense Threat Reduction Agency. Before that, he spent 20 years designing nuclear weapons.
If the facility is so valuable that it must be destroyed, and it is so deep and so hard that only a nuclear explosion will destroy it, then there will be significant collateral damage associated with that attack. And I don't know of any technical means to avoid that.
In fact, a nuclear explosion underground could cause more, not less, damage than one above ground. Stephen Schwartz, publisher of the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists, points out that the nuclear bombs at Hiroshima and Nagasaki in 1945 exploded in the air.
They were dropped by planes and exploded at some height above the ground, which meant that the nuclear fireball never actually touched the surface of the ground, which is one reason why, although many thousands of people were killed instantly, the cities, both of them, could be rebuilt and reoccupied fairly quickly because there wasn't any lingering fallout. That whatever fallout there was basically the weapon casing itself, and that drifted away with the winds.
On the other hand, Schwartz says, imagine a nuclear explosion underground.
All of that material gets scooped up into the fireball, into what becomes the mushroom cloud. It becomes radioactive, and then it falls back to Earth with the winds, with the rain, and it is very intensely radioactive.
Stephen Younger, in an NPR interview, said the advantage of a penetrating nuclear weapon is that it's more efficient. A blast directed into the Earth has far more explosive power than one in the atmosphere, so a much smaller weapon can be used for the same destructive effect. But Younger warns vigorously against anyone thinking there's such a thing as an earth-penetrating nuclear bomb that does not produce fallout.
I don't know of anyone in the nuclear weapons research and development community that ever proposed that you could bury a weapon deep enough to fully contain the fallout. It might be possible with special digging mechanisms to dig down some distance, but then the yield would be so low on the weapon for any achievable depth of burial that it wouldn't be clear that you would destroy the target anyway.
Younger's clarifications should enlighten the congressional debate over nuclear weapons research funding. Senior defense officials say the argument for considering a new role for nuclear weapons in the nation's defense remains compelling. But they also say the debate needs to be grounded in a realistic understanding of the relevant scientific and technological issues. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.